Well, that brings us to tonight's postgame coaches show, presented by Bearings. Head coach Bob Killip is joining us here courtside. And coach, I know not the way you wanted to go out to end the non-conference slate, but what you saw from your team in the second half was a lot of fight and no give up.
You know, there were so many moments tonight where we played great, great, great basketball. And then there were so many moments tonight where we played just not very good basketball. And the consistency was lacking, and that's the disappointment, that the consistency wasn't there.
You talk about when things were working. Saw this in film this morning, knew there was an opportunity to keep moving and not underestimate their closing speed. There were opportunities on the interior when you guys were fluid offensively.
Well, you know, we shot very well from three. We shot very well in shoot around today. You know, you go 9 for 14 from line, that's just not acceptable. But then when you see that they had 37 foul shots and we had 14, and it was a very well refereed game, don't get me wrong, it was a very, very well officiated game. But we just cannot be undisciplined and create 37 foul shots. And I think we also lack discipline in terms of second chance opportunities. We just didn't come up with some of those 50-50 balls. And of course, you know, they make that shot to start the second half where it went three different ways before it went in. He took a bank shot early on in the game that got him going. You know, it was those inconsistencies that really hurt us.
Coach, it looked like in the first half, Vanderbilt was very aggressive in terms of guarding you outside of the three-point line. What did they do in the first half that kind of threw the Wildcats off rhythm?
They did the same thing in the second half. The difference was our guys, when they caught the ball, they got in a triple threat position. They got in a basketball aggressive position. In the first half, you know, we call it boo. You know, they got into us, and we immediately put the ball above our head. We're on our heels, and we either dribbled or threw an off-balance pass. And that's what led to the runouts, the turnovers, the transition baskets that just killed us. And it also led to us taking some shots that were, just very early in the shot clock or not a balanced shot. And as a result, they got those transition baskets. So I think the transition baskets from bad offense, I think the rebounding points they got, and the discipline we needed to not foul them the way we did. But then you can't take away the great fight we had. I mean, we created some chaos defensively. We did some great things defensively. And, you know, there was one play in particular. Lee does a tremendous job on Pippen. Stayed down, faked. And then one comes down on the baseline and gets that offensive rebound, gets knocked out of bounds on one of our guys, and he gets two foul shots when we foul a guy out. And, you know, those are the things that just kill you, where you played 28 seconds of great defense, and we were very, very efficient defensively in the half court. Very, very efficient.
Yeah. Coach, talk about the other thing that really stands out, and we agree, that was a very well-officiated game. But talk about the impact on your offense when the other team is shooting 37 free throws.
Well, immediately you got to take the ball out of bounds. Yeah. So you're not getting any easy transition baskets because you're taking it through the net. And of course, that's a real liability. But you know, the second half field goal percentage, they shot 22%.
Yeah.
22%. But they shot 29 foul shots in the second half. And, you know, we did the defense, but we didn't have that discipline to do it the whole possession.
So, Coach, coming out of this one, heading into conference play, what will be your biggest point of emphasis going forward?
Well, look at the roster tonight. We played Nelson, we played Bates, we played Lee. We got three guys getting double-digit minutes. So we've developed a rotation of eight guys, and I think that's really pivotal. I think David Christensen needs to fight his way into that rotation. I think Malcolm does too. And if we could get those 10 guys where we can get them 6 minutes plus for everyone on the roster of the 10 guys, I think it will help. You know, John played 30 minutes, and Kellen played 35. And I think Kellen playing 35 is just too much. I think, you know, and we just got to be able to use our bench. And I think we've done a pretty good job of using it up to this point.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks so much, Jared. Thanks, Perk.
Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments are presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.